राधा वृंदावन की जय। हम वेद भक्तों की ऑल गो टू सो डोट ऑल गो टू सो ऑल गो टू ऑल गो टू गुरु। ओम अज्ञान तिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांजलि श्लाघया चक्षुलतन्मय तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवश्य कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जयदेत गदाधर शिवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे राम। आप सबका स्वागत है राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर। जैसी नाउ आई एम सो मच हैबिचुअल इन स्पीकिंग हिंदी। आई थिंक फर्स्ट टाइम इन माई लाइफ आई एम गिविंग इन इंग्लिश क्लास इन हियर। मीन्स दैट टुडे इज माई फर्स्ट क्लास इन इंग्लिश। नो नो दिस आफ्टर दिस गिविंग फर्स्ट टाइम इन Sunday feast class. So many things we can talk on the subject. What is our aim of life? What is purpose of Bhagavad Gita? But before I go, what is the aim of Bhagavad Gita? I would like to touch some basic points how I came in the Krishna consciousness. When I was 12 years old, when I was 70 years old, before 70 year, means I'm 82 now. In my school, when I was in 6th standard, I was in Hindi class in Madhya Pradesh in a village. There was one book. The name of the book was सनातन धर्म की कहानियां, जो शायद हिंदी। एंड इन दैट सनातन धर्म कहानियां, यू नो व्हाट यू विल दैट थिक बुक अबाउट 150 पेज टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हाट इज भगवत गीता, व्हाट इज कृष्ण, व्हाट इज पूतना, दीज आर ऑल स्टोरीज। दामोदर लीला, स्टीलिंग बटर, रास डांस एंड रामायण, सम स्टोरी ऑफ रामायण, स्टोरी ऑफ भागवतम, परीक्षित महाराज, प्रहलाद महाराज, ध्रुव महाराज, अम्बरीश महाराज, ऑल दैट। सनातन धर्म की कहानियां। When I was in 6th standard, when I came in the Hare Krishna movement in 14th January 1978, when Jhu temple was inaugurated, I was in my Khar Jim Khana playing cards. I read in paper Hare Krishna Mandir temple is opening today. So I said, why not to see what is this Hare Krishna Mandir? So starting from my 70, before 70 years, now I coming to 1978, and now I am speaking after coming to the Hare Krishna movement 40 years. When I was told about these stories, our teachers were telling us, these are stories we have no proof of it. Just see, what type of education we have been given and what type of thoughts we have developed in our mind from our childhood. And that is the effect going on today in the total young generation. We have been told that this is all mythology. I saw the dictionary meaning of mythology. Mythology means the stories which have no base, no proof. This is all on all big dictionaries, even encyclopedia, mythology. Indian stories, these stories of Mahabharata, Gita, Ramayana, all mythology have no base. This is our education. So if Krishna is picking up Govardhan Hill, oh, it's mythology. Krishna was doing his Rasa dance, it's mythology. You will be surprised to know. One doctor who has done PhD on Gita Govinda, he asked one question. I can understand, I have read Bhagavad Gita. I can understand Bhagavad Gita. But I cannot understand why Krishna was dancing with the wives of somebody at dead of the night, embracing them. I cannot understand that. A person who had done PhD on Gita Govinda. This is the effect of the education week, because Lord Macaulay in British time, he mastermind everything, even the dictionary meaning he has given. Mythology means the stories which have no base. And that's why they taught us and they converted Hindus into Christianity. This was all planned thing. Means we should not have any faith on all these stories. That's why today, if you know, if people talk about so many stories going on in Bhagavatam and Krishna Leela, it's all mythology. Recently I have gone in one program. And this was a program done by all big doctors. Actually, this was Maharaj's program in some big hotel. And I was surprised. The head of the department, of the Tata Memorial Hospital, he made one statement. He said, I'm very well placed person in the society. I have got everything which I want. A wonderful wife. I have got a wonderful apartment the government has given. I have my own house. My children, means my son, is highly educated doctor. His wife is doctor. But I don't know. Honestly, I am telling, the doctor saying, honestly, I am telling you, I don't know what is the purpose of life. This is our education. Today you ask this question to anybody. What is our aim of life? Where we want to go? Why we are working so hard? Do you think that by earning money, anybody can be happy? I have seen life. I am not talking bookish knowledge. I have lived in India. I lived in America. I am a green card holder. My office was in the Empire State Building in New York. Whether money can give you happiness? Show me a single person on the earth who can say, I am happy by earning money. If the money can bring happiness, then Gita is wrong. But Gita clearly says, this material world is dukhalay asashvatam. This is not a place for gentlemen to live. We have come here in this material world by our own desire to suffer 7 types of misery. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, adi, dek, adhyatmik, anadi, bhautik. This, just like in jailhouse, you are in jail and you think you will be happy in jail. But people are living in jail and they think, instead of having shackles made of iron, let me have silver. Or somebody has silver and let me have gold. They are not trying to come out from this material world jail, and that is the purpose of Gita. I asked one very senior devotee of our movement, not senior to my age, but seniority is not counted by age. He has done his IIT, M.Tech, PhD, he was doing a DSc. He got offer from Google. And he refused job of Google. I asked him. I thought there is something wrong with this guy. He refused the job of Google. I asked him, why you have done so? He asked me, Mahaprabhuji, what is the conclusion of Gita? He asked me. I told him, yes, I can tell you conclusion of Gita. I have read Gita. I know the conclusion of Gita. But my knowledge is only theoretical. You have understood Bhagavad Gita better than me. That's why you have given up the job of Google. You tell me, what is the conclusion of Gita? He said, conclusion of Gita is 18 chapters, 68 verses. Hey Arjun, anybody who is talking about me to other devotees, that person is very dear to me. 1868 and 69. There is nobody more dear to me in this world than the person who is preaching about me to other person, other devotees. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Anything else, if we are doing, sram eva kevalam, wastage of time. Bhagavatam says, anything which we are doing, which is not connected with Krishna, is a wastage of time. So, what you are doing now? I ask him. He said, Prabhupada tried here for 30 years, 33 years. Practically, he was not in position to make even one devotee. Because people cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. You see, people, the sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Partajje Mame Kam Sarnam Bhaj Aham Tam Sarva Pape Navokchani Vas. People thought, I have to surrender to Krishna, I have to give up my family, I have to give up my vision, Sarva Dharman Partajje, and then I can come to Krishna. Neither, nobody explained us properly what is the meaning of Sarva Dharman Partajje. And Lord Krishna decided then to come in this world in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us the meaning of Sarva Dharman Partajje is Jaye Dekho Tahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Talk about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Sarva Dharman Partajje means balance your life. Do your work. Take care of your family. And give same importance to God which you are giving to your family and your profession. That is called balancing the life. Once I had been to Aurangabad. So one program, so one big doctor. Somehow or other, I don't know, I should ask this type of question. I ask, doctor, tell me honestly, are you happy? So he said, well, big hospital, I'm not happy. But he asked me the question, can you tell me how I can become happy? I said, doctor, you are a very important doctor. You are doing your work. Morning to evening. 8 o'clock you are going, coming back for lunch at 4 o'clock. When you come back at 4 o'clock, at that time, your whole day you are doing operation. At that time, your nurse phoned you. You are starting your lunch at 4 o'clock. Your nurse phoned you and told you, doctor, the patient you have operated this morning is vomiting blood. I asked doctor, what you will do, doctor? He said, I will give up my lunch. I will immediately go to doctor, to hospital, to take care of my patient. Very good, doctor. So you are really taking care of your profession. Yeah. Doctor, a second question. Doctor, you go early in the morning to your hospital and by that time, as you have gone to hospital, you reached your hospital, after half an hour, your son has gone to school. And all of a sudden, your son, suppose, met with an accident. And your wife, you are doing operation in your hospital. You are doing your operation in the hospital and your wife phoned you. Emergency call. My son met with the accident. The doctor came to know. Doctor, what you will do? For me, patient is very important, but my son is more important. So immediately, because wife has phoned me, I have to go. So immediately I will tell some very good colleague of mine who is competent enough to take care of that particular patient who I was operating. He will take care of that. And immediately I will go to attend to my son who met with the accident. Wonderful. Means you are taking care of your profession for which you have given up your lunch. You were hungry whole day. Morning you took little breakfast. You take one toast and tea. And 4 o'clock you started your lunch. But you came to know that because the patient was vomiting. So you left and gone there. So you're taking care of your profession. And the same way you took care of your son because your wife phoned you. You came there. Doctor, the day you start taking care of your spiritual life, in the same way, the way you are taking care of your patient and your family people, your son. The life is divided into three parts. Your profession, your family, and your spiritual life. The day you start taking care of your spiritual life, in the same way as you have taken care of your profession and your family, your life will be perfect. That is the meaning of Varnashram Dharma. By working hard, you can make one and one two because of your prarabdha. But by adding God in our life, we can make one and one 11. I am not talking again theoretical. I have seen lives of the people throughout the world. You see even this Hare Krishna movement. When Srila Prabhupada tried in India, nobody was interested. Finally, at the age of 69, he has gone from here to America. And there, I have lived there, I have seen that place. Matchless Gift and the Crompton Square Park where Prabhupada were dancing. He changed the life of those people. And these people, Prabhupada gave them training and taught them the philosophy of Gita. These people came to India. And these people, they taught us our Sanatana Dharma. These hippies. Picture I thi ek. Dam maro dam mit jaye gam. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. These people came to India. They made 830 temples around the world. This Jew temple, Radha Rasvyari. This is not made by money given by say, Marwari, Gujarati, Sindhi or Punjabi, whatever. This money has come from foreign countries. The movement is started by hippies. Mayapur temple, Vrindavan temple. All that money has come from foreign countries. So, coming back to the doctor, the day you take care of your family and your profession and spiritual life. Spiritual life, what has happened? We have made spiritual life only ritual. I'll go to temple once a week. Krishna is sitting in our heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridaya Se Arjun Tishtati. Hey Arjun, I am sitting in everybody's hearts. And yo yatha mam prapachante tam stam bhajami. According to the desire of person, I make all arrangement. One before 15 days, one girl I was giving her some class somewhere. So she came after class. She says, "Can I meet you? I want to talk to you. Can I come to your place? Because I knew that you are having program at your place every Friday. For last 40 years I am having program at Car." "Yeah, you can come." "What's the purpose?" He says, "I will tell you there." Okay. She came to my place and she asked me a question. "I am doing PhD on Bhagavad Gita. And you are in the Hare Krishna movement for last 40 years. Please tell me something about Gita." I told her, "I am not the right person who can guide you about Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not a book which you can read and understand. To understand Bhagavad Gita first, you have to chant the holy name of Lord, and by the mercy of the Lord, Lord will give you the intelligence, and by that intelligence you will understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. By reading you can never understand Bhagavad Gita. You chant the name of God. You associate with devotees. ISKCON temple throughout the world we have morning classes, Bhagavatam class. You come in that class. About 8 o'clock, any temple you go, attend Bhagavatam class, association of devotee. Hear Bhagavatam. And you will, actually I told her four things, usually we don't tell all these four things in the beginning. Chant the name of God, associate with devotee, read book. I told her, don't read Bhagavad Gita. "See, what you're saying, don't read Bhagavad Gita?" "Yes, just wait for some time, wait 3 months what I'm telling you, do what I'm telling you." What should I read? "You read one book, name of the book is Science of Self-Realization. Srila Prabhupada has given lecture on Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. And the name of the book, is Atma Gyan Ka Vigyan, Science of Self-Realization, in Hindi, English, Marathi, Gujarati. In all languages you will get that book. Read that book. You will understand Bhagavad Gita." You cannot understand Bhagavad Gita by reading Bhagavad Gita. It's alright, Prabhupada's book is so wonderful, by reading you can understand it. But I'm telling you the method you can understand Bhagavad Gita better by first you understand what the author is talking about Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada has given lecture on Bhagavad Gita, read that book. And if you want really good, quick result, then start eating food after offering to Lord. Your life will change in 3 months' time. Challenge. I'm ready to put any bet with anybody. People are coming to temple for 10 years, 20 years. There is no change in life. One Devki Nandan Prabhu gave class in Mayapur. He's from Germany, I think. People are coming to temple. Coming to Mayapur. Just like in Bhanabaj in New Vrindavan in America, people were flying all the way from Los Angeles to Pittsburgh to attend Maharaj classes. And when they asked them, "Please come, we will talk to you 5 minutes. No, we are very busy, we cannot give you any 5 minutes time also. I have to drive 8 hours, I have to go back, I came back, and I have to go back. And tomorrow morning we have to go classes, we mean to our office. We have no time to talk to you." I said, "Please. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated,
Oh Arjun, anybody who is talking about me to other devotees, you people are devotee, you have come here. That is the purpose of coming to temple.
If we are coming to temple, just like a picnic ground, coming, some putting some money on the box, and just paying some, and going, obviously instead of going,
it's all right.
But coming temple means association of devotee. Talking about Krishna. Asking some question. So, otherwise, the Devkinandan Prabhu said that, why people are wasting time? Better they stay home and read something there and apply in their life. If you are satisfied, if you are happy, if you are listening lecture, this is the right thing we should do. We should eat food after offering to Lord. We have heard 100 times, but we are not doing it. What is the use of coming to temple if we cannot apply, if we are convinced? These are the words of Devkinandan Prabhu in the class in Mayapur. What's the use? If you are, and you have seen the result. Srila Prabhupada gave this message to hippies of Americans. And they changed their life. And they changed our life. But many people, they listen lecture, they don't apply in life. If they apply in life, there they can lead life 10 times better. Whatever they are doing up till now 1 and 1, 2. That is also not there. This is from their prarabdha. Because of the prarabdha, they took birth in a nice family. I have not even an introduction. Time is getting over because I have been asked to finish class at 2 o'clock. By prarabdha, we took birth in a nice family. That is our previous bank balance. If we are not adding anything in the previous bank balance, that bank balance will be over. We will be bankrupt. I have seen in America. They are so rich, we cannot imagine. They are so rich. If anything gets spoiled, or means not working, just like a computer, or fridge, or anything, they don't give things for repair. They throw it on the street. They are so rich. Are they happy? 73% people have divorced in 3 years of marriage. 66% people have extramarital relationship. 80% people take drugs. 90% children having, they don't know what they are doing in their teenage. Are they happy? And our country is also becoming very economic, prosper. Because it's a package deal. If we become prosper, we will get package deal. We will get all those things which is there in America. It's already coming. It's coming very fast in our country. I was traveling from Los Angeles to New York. So one lady was sitting next to me early in the morning time. I was chanting my rounds. Air hostess came and said, I was chanting my round, but I was surprised to see that lady was next to me. She was reading Bhagavad Gita. Not reading. She was pronouncing total Bhagavad Gita orally without seeing Bhagavad Gita. I said, wow, what type of great devotee she is. When the air hostess came and she asked, this is breakfast time, what you would like to take? I say, I don't know.
I don't take anything. And he asked that lady, so what you would like to take, veg, non-veg? And she said, I will take non-veg. This is the way. This is the way we have been given training up till now. Because nobody knows the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? If they think by earning more money they can be happy, then let us see, make an examination. Who is happy? So our total education system is completely corrupt. Okay. How it happened? That when dictionary meaning of our children, they will go and see the what is the meaning of mythology. These all stories of Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, Krishna story, this, that, Ramayana. These are mythology, means which has no base. So our children, scientific children, these people say, oh, these stories are Krishna picking up Govardhan Parvat. It's all stories. They have spoiled our total system of understanding. It's very, very difficult for us to understand what's going on at this time in the society. When I reached on that day from my club, 14th January 1978, to Juhu Temple, they asked me, have you got pass today on inauguration day? Bajanti Mala is giving program in the air-conditioned theater. And Raj Narayan and Patwari, they are the chief guest here. We are not allowing anybody to come inside. I said, this is temple? What is this? Because I was never going to temple. My wife was going to temple. I was sitting all the time in the car. I said, this is all bogus places. People are cheating. They are all cheaters. They are earning money, enjoying life. So now they are asking me to give pass. Means show me. So this is temple or what you are talking? Anyhow, when I was discussing, one person was talking to another person. And that's the only philosophy I heard. And that changed my life. One person was talking. His name was Ram Tulsidas. He was talking to another gentleman. I overheard that. He said that in material world, nobody is happy. Let's see. I really wanted to ask a question, but I said, let us listen. Listening is very important. In Navada Bhakti, Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Sravanam, me Sravanam is very, very important. That is the only one thing I heard. So he said, material world, nobody is happy. And then he gave an example. A fish, because it's stated in Gita, he said, a fish can never be happy out of water. You keep the fish out of water, give all facility of the earth, she will be miserable. In the same way, you are Atma. Atma will never be happy in this material world, just like fish can never be happy out of water. Whatever facility you give to fish, Atma cannot be happy by getting money, air condition, car, bungalow, office, mobile, anything on this earth. Atma will not be happy. Fish, put the fish back to water, fish will be happy. Atma will be happy only when you connect this Atma with Paramatma by chanting the holy name of Lord. And he just said, this is my mala. He was keeping in hand. And this is the only thing. Nothing else is needed in life. Chant the holy name of Lord and see the result of it. Your Atma will be happy. You are searching happiness in a wrong atmosphere. Just like a fish is searching happiness out of water.
You are thinking that you can be happy by getting material thing, which is you are spiritual. You are part of Paramatma. Atma is part of Paramatma. And he was talking on this subject. From that day I started chanting the holy name, 14th January 1978. From that day, 16 rounds. I was very lucky to get association of the top people of the Hare Krishna movement by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, who made Juhu Temple. I asked him one day one question, very blunt question, Maharaj. You are coming from such a American big lawyers. Your father is a top lawyer in America. Why you came this Hare Krishna movement? Why you joined this Hare Krishna movement? A very big answer, but I give in short. He said, one day, my father and my mother, my sister and myself, we were sitting on the dinner table because my father fixed dinner, we should take dinner together, because nobody takes dinner together. As soon as we were on the dinner table, my sister immediately asks my father, Father, I want some money. So mummy said, I gave you so many $1,000 just before yesterday. So mummy, I am not asking you, I am asking father. My friend is getting married and I want to make new dresses. The money which you have given me is not sufficient and I want, that's why I am asking to father. She was only daughter. Anyhow, the topic was so hot. Father said, let's not talk on this subject at this time. Let us take dinner first. And she was so angry, she banged the plate on the dinner table and she has gone in her room. Crying. Finally, the three people got up. Giriraj Swami, mother and father, they have also gone to her room. Her room was a big room, air conditioned, with all modern gadgets and everything. As soon as mother, these three people reached, and she was lying on a bed, crying, holding a pillow on her face. Mother came inside the room, 30 by 40, big room. She started opening the cupboards. And then she said, this girl has got 2,000 latest dresses. Jalalita here in India, 10,000 dresses she was having. Making sure, cut short of this, Maharaj also said at that time the story of Bali Maharaj. When Bhaman Bhagwan came and asked Bali, give me 3 steps of land. Bali said, you are asking me only 3 steps? I own 3 worlds, I can give you anything. Ask me anything. Bhavana Bhagwan said, hey Bali, I am satisfied with 3 steps of land. Please give me only 3 steps. And remember, Bali, if a person, whatever he has got, if he is not satisfied, listen very carefully. Agar aapke paas mein 50 saadi hain ya 25 dresses hain, if you are not satisfied, aap Jayalalita ki tarah, you may be having 10,000 dresses, you will not be happy. Maharaj said, Baman Dev told to Bali Maharaj, Bali, remember one thing in life, whatever you have got in your life, you should be satisfied. If one is not satisfied whatever he has got, he will never be satisfied, even if he'll get 3 worlds. One girl was coming to my place at Khar, going to engineering college at Bandra, chemical engineering.
she was doing. So, but she has completed chemical engineering, and then she came. She was coming, but she started chanting. And passing by Delhi, finally started chanting 16 rounds. And when we passed her examination, she came to my place. I said, she said, I have done my chemical engineering. I requested her, I have not told you up till now. One thing I want to tell you today. Please, when you come to temple, don't come in. You have good features, good looking, good body. Please don't come in tight dresses in temple. And she told me, Mahaprabhuji, I have only three dresses. My father is so poor. I have only three dresses in my life. And I have, because this is my college, that's the way the college people are putting dresses. And when I made some arrangement, even for tuition or for her fees also, previously I made arrangement. But I was shocked. People are so poor, you know, that so much high education she was doing. And she said, I was not having interest. We made arrangement all that. What I'm conveying it, if a person is not satisfied whatever he has got, first of all, whatever we have got, we are million times better than many poor people. We have got house, we have got opportunity, we have got education, we are sitting in this association. Whatever we have got, we must be happy with that. And we should not feel, till I get that, I will be happy. Remember, if we are not learning this, we will never be happy. So Giriraj Maharaj told me, from that day I changed my lifestyle. Nobody is happy in this material world. Even my sister was having 2,000 dresses. She made our dinner miserable. In material world, anything you try, it is already destined what you are going to get. I am repeating it. You cannot change your life. If you try to change your life, you will be more miserable. That is stated in 7.7.42 of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to change your situation by material arrangement, the solution will bring you new problem which will be worse than the original problem. We try to do things thinking that by doing this, we will be happy. But we are trying materially. Materially, you are already fixed according to your past karma. If you want to change your situation, you can only change by a spiritual method. That's why Krishna says in Gita, Aham tam saro papen mokshani masachka. Come to me. Follow my instruction. I will solve your problem. But if you try to solve your problem by your own method, the solution will bring you new problem which will be worse than the original problem. So, finally it coming that to understand Gita, we must know one thing, and that is, without understanding Krishna, we cannot understand Gita. I think that's the only last point I can speak, because time is not allowing me. Krishna, we have to understand Krishna. It's very... One doctor, just like I put that question in the beginning, I think I have not forgotten to give answer. One doctor asked question, why Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the dead of the night? I can't understand. Krishna is speaking so wonderful Bhagavad Gita. And the answer was given, it's a very heavy answer. According to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is everything. Krishna says in Gita, I am Ram, I am Om, I am Gayatri ka mantra.
Aham sarvasya prabhu matra. Everything is coming from me. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya Arjun trishtati. Hey Arjun, I am sitting in everybody's heart. And if Krishna is sitting in everybody's heart, and Krishna is coming out the heart of the gopi. And what is the age of Krishna when he is dancing and doing Ras Leela? He is 8 years old. Krishna is sitting in the heart. He is coming out of the heart. Bhagavatam says, if anybody can read this Ras Adhyaya, Ras Leela chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will, if he seriously, his material desire or sex desire, he will be able to control. 10th canto, 33 chapter, 39 verse. One will be in position to control his vasana. Now, who can understand Krishna? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita clearly, Janma karma chame devyam jobeti tatruta tatva deyam punarjanmastu Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, nobody can understand my Janma and karma. Brahma was not able to understand. That's why he took away all the boys and the calves. He thought this cannot be Krishna eating somebody's else mouth. How can be Krishna? And he has done that. Krishna, the Brahma has taken away all the calves and boys. Krishna, he is God. He created everything same to same by his transcendental potency, by Vishnu avatar. He created all again. And Brahma came back and said, from where they come? They go on to, they are also here. He understood this wise Krishna. Indra was not able to understand who Krishna is. When Krishna told his father, then you are not to worship Indra, you worship Govardhan. And Indra was so angry, he started raining. And then finally Krishna took care, when she picked up the Govardhan hill, and by his Sudarshan Chakra, not a drop of water came inside. Then Indra came to senses. Oh God, Indra is king of 33 crore devta. Brahma, creator, all the universe, he is taking care, management. They cannot understand how we can understand Krishna. We cannot understand what is going on in our body. There are millions and billions of nerves and cells are in our body. Thousands and thousands of mild drainage, you see these veins are there in which our blood is going. There are hundreds and thousands of things going on inside. Who is managing this? That Atma is managing. What is this Atma? Atma is 1/10,000 part of the tip of our ear. Svetas Upanishad. And this Atma is only a part of Paramatma, means Krishna. The Atma is so wonderful. How can we understand Krishna? We can only understand Krishna if we chant the name of Krishna. Then Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we can understand Krishna. If we want to forget Krishna, we are so hopeless that we cannot forget Krishna even. Some people will say, I don't care. Krishna, I don't care for Krishna. Please don't invite me one friend of mine, I asked him, come to Hare Krishna. We were very good friends before coming to Hare Krishna movement. We are daily having fun. No, I will not come. I will become like you. I don't want. And Krishna says, if you want to forget me, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, if you want to forget you, if you want to forget me, I will give you intelligence. By that you will forget me. You have no power even to forget Krishna. Because Krishna will give us intelligence. Krishna says in Gita, I will give you intelligence, by that you will forget me, because I am not going to force you to become devotee. But my dear friend, you will forget me, but you want to forget me, I will give you intelligence, but I will not forget you. Because you are living in this world for a short time. I am death personified, Krishna says in Gita. Main death hoon, I am death. I will again meet you at the time of death. And you are living in this material world for how much time? One day of Brahma. Forget one day. 12 hours of Brahma is millions and millions of our years. So our 100 year is just like 1 minute. We are living in this material world for 1 minute. Making all big properties, calling, is my property. And a property you are having some registered paper for some time. Next morning you will die, the paper will go somewhere, but that house will remain, you will go. You are owning, if he is owning, you take with him, with you only, when you are dead. You are owner of this property. For few minutes in this material world, for which all arrangements they are making throughout the life is very, very important. That's why Krishna says in Gita, most important of sloka of Gita, O Arjun, anybody who is talking about me, just like I told that girl, that if you are doing PhD, please try to chant. Try to associate with devotee. Try to eat food after offering to Lord. Try to read book written by devotees, like Prabhupada lecture. By this method you will understand Krishna. By this method you will understand Krishna, then you do PhD on Krishna. Otherwise you will never understand Bhagavad Gita. We cannot understand Bhagavad Gita by reading sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna will send us some guide, which is, we call it Guru. Without guide, we cannot understand anything in our life. IE, ABCD, computer, music, anything we need Guru. You mean to say we can understand Bhagavad Gita by reading Bhagavad Gita ourselves? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 2nd verse, Raj Vidya, Raj Guyam Pavitram Paramavidam. This Vidya is Raj Vidya. Krishna consciousness means is Raj Vidya, king of knowledge. Which king of knowledge we will understand when we become old. Not, this is not our age. Chanting is not for the young people. We will understand the old age only. All other Vidya, computer science, medical science, MBA, all young people should do. When Rajavidya is king of knowledge, old days. When you cannot see, cannot hear, you cannot do anything, at that time we want to understand king of knowledge. This is the brainwash being done to us in the present education system. They have talked so much against all our philosophy. All these Puran, Vedas, Bhagavatam, they don't believe. So until unless we take the association of devotees, it is very difficult for us. Anyhow, I cannot talk to you because I have crossed the time, and I will only request if we will get some other time, we can talk on this subject. But understanding Bhagavad Gita, understanding Atma, we don't know anything about Atma, we don't know anything about Paramatma. We want to know about material world, which is the most insignificant part of the spiritual life. How can we understand this material thing when we don't know anything about the Atma? No IIT people have ever discussed this point. There is no subject about Atma. In India, IIT, in America, MIT, nobody is talking the most important subject of life, Atma. And everybody is working day and night just to earn some money, because they cannot understand that everything is already predestined. I'm repeating, it's all predestined. When you are going to die, where you are going to get married, what job you are going to get, what, everything is already been programmed. Nobody on earth can change this program. And if you try to change the program, you will be more miserable. That's the position of this material world. So our only solution is, we take shelter of devotee, hear from them, and once we are convinced, try to apply in life. Hare Krishna. So there will be no question now. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, there is no time at this time.
Prabhuji, may I ask you two personal questions, please?
Personal question you can ask me, I will come out and I'll talk to you. Because I don't want to exceed that time, because they have the already fixed program. Today is Ekadashi, and Ekadashi is a very important function. You know, we must do Ekadashi, by which we can really change our life. We don't understand even the meaning of the Ekadashi. That's why most of the people are not following Ekadashi. If we follow, we don't eat this grain and eat food, fruits and grain, what are that? Falar. Krishna will give us intelligence. By that intelligence we understand thing. Because if we are serious in the spiritual life, we have to follow some system. And Ekadasi is one system. And particularly in this month, it's a very important thing. So I come to you. You can ask me questions, please. श्री ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय, साम्वेद भक्तबिंद की जय।